Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, what's up? Welcome. Welcome to Laundry Day.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, James.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. I'm Lila. That's James. We're here.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah, I know. Just so everybody knows, we had to do that like 6 times.
Yeah, well.
Because James was supposed to do it and he didn't want to do it, so I ended up doing it.
You did a good job.
I know. I always do. All right, we have a lot to get into today, and we're gonna start with the heavy stuff first,
okay.
And then we'll get lighter as we go along. But this past week and a half, I guess, has been crazy with news and stuff.
I gotta be honest, I don't know much because I've been just working like crazy and not paying attention to anything. Like I work and then sleep. So,
okay. So
I don't know much.
It's not about you. So don't worry. I will fill you in
on
everything.
Fill me in.
Okay? Prepare for your heart to just break into a million pieces.
Oh, shit. We're going to get like that?
Yes.
All right.
Like, my heart hurts going into this with the amount of death and tragedy that's been happening, at least in the U.S. I mean, there's death and tragedy every day, everywhere. But I'm just saying, we've been impacted a lot lately. So first, we'll start with this mass shooting, the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Okay,
in
film
Orlando.
Me in.
It happened at the Pulse nightclub, which is a gay nightclub, on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
A guy went in, opened fire, killed 50 people and injured 53 more people. I'm guessing no reason at all. I don't know. I don't know all the facts, but I've been keeping up on this, and I honestly have no words for why or anything for what has happened. How somebody gets far enough to actually execute this mass shooting is out of control. I mean, you can't have cops everywhere. Even if you did, I don't know what they would do. They ended up, I think the SWAT team came and took him out. I don't know. I heard something like that, but I don't believe everything I read on Facebook. So,
yeah.
So that happened over the weekend.
It's fucked up.
When
did that happen?
What?
When did it happen?
When or where? I can't
understand. When did it happen?
I said Saturday night.
Today's Monday. Oh, well.
So, yeah.
That's bad.
Absolutely horrendous.
I did read one thing, was that he said he claimed he was an ISIS, but that's not necessarily true. He could just be looking for recognition. So don't believe what the media says.
He said he was an ISIS?
He
was part of
fighting
ISIS?
For the Islamic State. Yeah, but that is not necessarily true. It's just the media saying that. That's not necessarily true that he has any ties. By him saying that, he might just be looking for recognition.
I mean, regardless of if it was an act of terrorism,
it doesn't matter, yeah.
Or if it was an act of, you know, just random rage, you can't be safe. You cannot be safe anywhere.
Yep.
Just living, just being who you are. I mean, they're in a place where that's their territory. They're not pushing their beliefs or anything on anybody else. They're where they want to go and have a good time. They should be able to do just that, just like the people who got shot in that movie theater and the people who got shot going to church. Why can't we be safe?
It's not safe.
We're
anymore.
Not safe. We're not safe anywhere. How should we protect ourselves? Should everybody have guns? No. That's not the answer. Should we take people's guns away? I don't know. That's a gray area. Because we're gonna move into Christina Grimmie. She got killed over the weekend too. She got shot like
at the same event. Oh,
what?
Oh.
She's not gay.
Yeah, well, girls go to gay clubs all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think that they would title a mass shooting with Christina Grimmie's name. You know, you heard about the Christina Grimmie thing because you brought it up to me.
Yeah, but I know it was in Orlando. It's just weird that it's in the same place, right?
I don't think it was in Orlando.
Oh.
I don't know. But she got shot at a meet and greet after a show. She was performing, I really don't know where, by a deranged fan.
What is she popular for?
She was I think she won The Voice. Or she was a finalist on The Voice.
Oh, but like she doesn't have any hits, right? Or she didn't?
I mean, does it matter?
No, I'm asking a question.
I don't know, but I know, you know, Christina Grimmie is a household name.
Okay, I'm just asking if she had hits, that's all.
Not one that I could think of.
It wouldn't make a difference if she's dead or alive. I'm just asking a question.
All right, well, she got shot.
It sucks.
Killed. Yeah. She died from her injuries at the hospital.
Fucking crazy fans.
With a gun.
Yeah.
Should we take people's guns away? Should that be a thing? Should people be able to get guns as easily as they can? I mean, now, like, I've seen two sides of the argument. Like, people who want guns and have guns say it's not an easy process to go through to get one. But then again, these people are getting guns. So how is it really working?
Well, there's always going to be a black market for guns.
Always.
Yeah. But if you could limit the way people get them and make the background checks more intense, then you might change things.
It's very easy to, like...
It's actually
like,
easy.
Say this guy who shot Christina Grimmie, you know, he could play the system. He might have been off the radar. You don't know he's fucking crazy. I mean, how much do you look into? You look into his job history. You look into his hospitalization, see if he's got any mental issues. But if he's not been found to have any of those issues prior, how are you going to stop him? There's really no way.
Right.
Unless you had to go through like an extensive screening of some sort, like through the government. That makes sense. Like, the only people who should own guns are people who can pass a series of tests.
In Australia back in the day, I think it was 93 or 2003, they had one of the worst mass shootings ever in their history. So literally, you can look on YouTube and you find videos of them just destroying everybody's guns. You were mandated to bring your guns to a place. They put them in these big barrels and burnt them. I'm pretty sure it was 93. There hasn't been a single mass shooting since that happened.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So I mean, America's different, obviously, but, you know.
Why, though? Why are we different than any other country? Like, I don't see this happening in any other country. That
We feel the need to protect ourselves more just because we live in more of a police state than any other country. We're more, you know, more targeted. It's more hostile.
But, like, these things that are happening, like these mass shootings and these random murders, are the reasons people feel like they need to protect themselves. Like, automatically, everybody wants to buy a gun now because you're scared to do anything. You have to be able to protect yourself. The only way you can protect yourself from someone with a gun is with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's making people feel like they need them. If we take them away, then there's no fear of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a balance, and right now there's none.
Right.
And I'm very fearful for whoever the next president is that has to handle this, because if it's not handled, people are going to keep dying just doing regular things. People are going to die. People have died going to marathons. I mean, not from gunshots, but, you know, like, you can't do anything. You can't enjoy your life without living in fear.
Right.
And whoever is doing this and whoever is buying guns and using them the wrong way, it needs to be under control, because right now it's just not.
Yeah.
And you're this is not a fair way to live. We shouldn't have to live in fear. Like, and now people want to, like, celebrities don't want to do meet and greets for this reason. You want to meet your favorite person? Forget it. They're not going to want to meet anybody now because people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, that shit's been happening. You remember John Lennon was killed by a fan.
Yeah.
It's been happening for a long time.
Like, everybody is living in fear.
Yeah.
God, it's a fucking dog. All right, moving.
We got something happy
now? No, we're not moving on to anything happy yet. We're just getting to the tip. We got to talk about this Stanford murder trial case.
Okay, so this I don't know anything all about.
Right. I've been keeping
and I'm usually pretty up on things.
Well, you're not because you've been working.
Oh, this fucking dog.
Got a special guest today. It's Scruffy.
Just laid on the microphone.
It's his last day.
Fucking throwing him in the fucking grinder. All right,
we're not doing that. Stop, James. Don't say things like that.
Scruffy, you're gonna die.
He'll be fine. He's getting a new home. Whatever. Okay. Scruffy, get back on the fucking chair.
All right, just tell me know about this case. All right,
so Stanford murder case. Not murder. He didn't murder anybody, but basically he did. He ruined her life for the rest of her life.
Okay.
Brock Turner, I think his name is. 19-year-old fucking competitive swimmer at Stanford. Raped a girl. They haven't released her name, and for good reason. They should never release
her
name.
This was in college?
She wasn't in college. He was.
Okay.
They had gone... They're two separate people, right? They don't even know each other. The girl and the guy. The girl, the victim, she had gone to this frat party with her sister and some of her sister's friends. Her sister was in college. And had gotten, like, blackout drunk and woke up in the hospital.
Okay.
Not knowing what had happened. I read her letter. She had written a letter, like, detailing everything out, and I couldn't even get through it because it was completely heartbreaking. So two guys had seen what was happening. He had dragged her
Brock?
He had dragged her from the party behind a dumpster and raped her.
Whoa.
Two guys found him and he tried to flee. They chased him down and held him until police got there. He was arrested that night. That's what had happened. He's not accused. This is what happened. That is exactly how it played out. The jury convicted him on like 3 counts of rape and assault. And the judge had sentenced him to 6 months in prison, which he will get out in 3.
Wait.
With good behavior.
6 months?
6 months. He's sentenced to 6 months in prison. That's it. Not even in prison. He's okay, going to county jail.
Before we get into that, just stupid question. She got to the hospital, and she what was the letter? I don't understand the letter.
She had written a letter. I guess this happened last year. This whole rape thing happened last year.
Okay.
This is now just coming to light.
I keep seeing his face on Instagram.
Because he's been sentenced to this ridiculous amount of time. Like, what the fuck? That's why it's coming to light now, because the outrage over this sentence is ridiculous. I don't know when she had written a letter to him or to the judge. She was addressing him directly, so I'm guessing she wrote it to him, like detailing out every aspect of like how it's changed her life and what she has gone through and what the entire thing has played out to be.
Right.
Like,
doesn't remember anything, right?
She doesn't remember the actual act, but like, your body doesn't forget. Like she'll never be able to just let this like forget what has happened to her.
Right.
Through everything she had to go through, like at the hospital, getting like tested and screened and all poked and prodded and things like that. Like,
sure.
She will never ever be able to live her life the way she had before.
If that happened to my sister or something, I don't have a sister, and that kid's getting out in 6 months. He's getting killed after 6 months.
He's getting out in 3 months. Let that register in your head. 3 months.
That's crazy.
3 months. Because what? He's 19 years old. You are considered an adult at 18 years old. You made that
reasoning?
Decision.
I don't get the reason.
The reason for what?
Take it easy. That they came to the conclusion that it was 6 months.
The judge. This stupid fucking judge said that he's young. He doesn't deserve to be punished.
For rape.
He doesn't deserve to have his life.
So why punish anybody for murder?
He doesn't deserve to have his life ruined. For, I don't know. I hate to say this. I really hate to say this. But if he was black, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
That's a fact.
We would not even be, we wouldn't even see his fucking face. Because they wouldn't, no.
That's true.
If he was black, if he was even this guy right here is transparently white. So he's the whitest you can fucking be. Stanford swimmer, fucking probably A+ student. Who gives a fuck? You're a rapist. If he was black with those kind of titles, forget it. He would never see the light of day again. Are you kidding me?
Yep. All right. I'm getting sad over here.
This is the worst thing that's happening to our country right now.
Well, yeah. So things too.
The corruption. This is a corrupt government playing out right in front of you. Corrupt justice system playing out right there. That's what that is. If you're white, you can do whatever the fuck you want. If you're black, if you're gay, if you're a female.
Spanish.
Mentally ill, forget it. You can't do shit. If you're white, though, you're good.
Hey.
That was not the right response to that.
Oh, no, you're right. It's fucked up. All right, what else you got? Because I'm getting sad over here. I need to laugh at something.
You should No. You shouldn't be getting sad. Because don't think about if this was your sister.
Are you about to
think about if this was your daughter. This happened to your daughter. What are you doing? You buying a gun?
What am I doing if it's my daughter?
If this happened to your daughter.
All right, so I'm going to let him go to prison. That's all fine and dandy. But when he comes out, he's going to get killed. Not by me. It doesn't have to be by me necessarily.
That's the kind of justice you want?
Yep, I'm going to fucking kill him.
I'll tell you this much.
What are you going to do?
If this is my daughter.
Yeah, what? You going to let him live?
Oh, you want me to let him
live? Chop his fucking dick off.
He's getting dextered. I'm finding him the day he walks out of that prison. True, he's getting dextered. Yeah. I'm chopping him up piece by piece. Finger, 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 finger. Then I'm going to stop. I'll let him live a day.
No, you know what you do? You chop off each, like, one finger, too. You get to five, and then you just chop off his other hand. You don't even you don't even start with the finger.
No, he's getting chopped. He's going to have to live. Like, I'm going to make him live until I'm done.
All right, let's stop talking about this douche. Could we get into something a little better? What else you got?
My heart hurts.
You got more sad news, or?
No, that was it. That was that. In lighter news, we'll talk about our date day we had yesterday. It was awesome. We saw the world's scariest movie ever.
Oh, I love the... What is it called again?
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
We saw The Conjuring 2. We saw The Conjuring 1, and that was good. But this was better. We're not going to tell you what happens, though. We're not going to talk about what happens.
I'm not a big horror movie guy, because usually they just suck, like the storylines and everything. But these Conjuring 1 and 2... I recommend them because they're just entertaining.
The writer, mind you, pretty sure. Hold on, James Wan. He's making that new movie that's coming out too. The Lights Off.
Oh, I want to see that with the blind guy. Hold on, I gotta fix my mic.
Blind guy? No.
Lights Off. The preview we saw.
Yeah, the preview. I think he did Saw. I think he wrote Saw, which those movies, oh man. If you've never seen the Saw movies, don't even watch them all. Just watch the first one.
Oh, yeah, the first one's the only good one.
He's got a fucked up mind. He wrote The Conjuring. Oh, he did Fast and Furious. He did Fast and Furious 7.
That's a big...
Yeah, he wrote Saw. He wrote Insidious, too.
That's a big 180.
He did Insidious 1, 2, and 3. I don't think I saw Insidious 3.
I don't know, man, but, like, I don't get horror movies sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he did Saw 1 and 3. Let me just tell you, I don't know where he gets these ideas from, but he has the devil in him. He literally has the devil in him.
I don't find shit like that scary, like, even if it happened to me.
James, you're not taking on a no devil.
Lila, I'm fighting.
You're not taking on a demon.
Like, I'm fighting any fucking devil that comes in here.
Can you talk into the mic? Because I want them to hear your rage. No, pull it towards you. Talk it to the front of it.
I am in the front.
Oh, that's better. That's a lot better.
I spit on it.
I'm telling you right now.
Like, we had this whole speech when we left yesterday.
Okay, but...
So let's start. Let's start.
So relax over there. Please, calm yourself down.
I wish my house was haunted.
Okay, James, let me break this down to you, because I've watched a lot of scary movies in my life. I've seen almost all of them. And there's a difference between having a haunted house, which is like has a little ghost in there, like
yeah, fucking what? Fucking come out, shit bitch. Around. Let's fight.
That's different than having a straight up demon. This is a demon. That bitch was possessed.
Okay, so let's talk about this then. So let's just rewind back in the day, like our childhood guys. Chucky, he's getting fucked up instantly. I'm popping his head off his shoulders and I'm chopping him up.
Like, you could just straight take Chucky by his arms, fucking rip both his arms off. Then he's running around with no arms. Do, how is he chopping you
I
up now?
I do remember a movie where he got burned in the incinerator. I think he came back to... Yeah,
no, he's fucked
up. No, you had to burn him. But, like, he's going to be stabbing at my ankles and shit. Like, ah, I got you. And I'm going to be like, no. Boom. Popping head the head right off. The only one that's really fucked up, and I said this yesterday too, was Freddy. Because he got in your fucking dreams. Like, you fall asleep.
How do you die in your dreams? Oh, wait.
He kills you. And how? Then you die in real life. I don't know. It's a movie.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Because, like, I've had a dream.
How is that the only fucked up one you see? The fucking demon is literally inside your body. Like, you're possessed by a demon. Like.
What, like The Exorcist?
Like, the movie we just saw yesterday.
Yeah, but she wasn't possessed all the time.
What do you mean? She was fucking flying around rooms and shit.
Yeah, but like at the moments I wasn't possessed, I'm like, come out. Let's fight right now.
Who are you fighting? Don't use the demon that's inside you?
Yeah. I would be like, demon, listen, straight up, you can't use your superpowers. We're just gonna go mono. We're just gonna go fisticuffs.
He's not. I doubt you that demon's gonna be like, all right, hold on, let me roll up my sleeves. Let's fucking do this shit. Like, no, he's gonna offer you a deal like those fucking demons do.
They'll What's
be like,
the deal?
If I beat you,
yeah.
I own you. If you beat me, I'm gone.
All right, let's fucking do it. I got to roll the dice here. What other option do I have?
He's playing you because you're not going to win. He'll fucking let you win one round. You'll be like, oh, I got this. Da-da-da. And then the next one, he'll eat you. He'll just like swallow you whole like.
I'm just saying, I'm not scared of that stuff. I'm not scared.
All right, whether you're scared or not, do you think it's real?
Do I think what's real?
Do you think demons and the devil are real?
No.
I do. That shit is real.
No.
That shit is so real, it makes me want to have some sort of faith.
Do I believe the old man? I get that. I kind of get that, where he's stuck between passing to another life, whatever that is.
Because someone had him. The devil had him.
Whatever.
Because he had no faith. That's making me feel like I should have some sort of faith. I mean, I'm not going to go to church. Let's get real. I mean, that's just out of the way. But having some belief systems, yeah. You definitely got to believe in something. You got to have some sort of beliefs or else that's when you do get trapped. That's why that old man got trapped.
I wouldn't mind getting trapped. Shit looks like fun. He's just sitting.
That shit looks like fun. It looks like fun to just be in purgatory, pain.
He's just sitting. Like, I just want to sit.
He was suffering.
He looked like he was having a good time.
Oh, James, please don't say these things.
Still, like, even if I'm in purgatory, no demon is really going to
like,
fuck with
I
me.
I don't need you in a next life, like, bothering me.
Oh, I'm going
to
fuck
Like, I need
with
you to pass completely on. Like, I need you to be out, yo. I need you to be, like, gone. Like, not stuck between walls and shit, you know? Like, you got to completely go.
Like, you'll be just, you're saying you're sick of me and you just want me out?
No. I'm not sick of you. I'm really not. But you are going to die one day and probably before me because you smoke.
I don't smoke.
But when you do die, I need you to not be haunting me and shit and like bothering me and my kids because I don't need that.
And my
shit.
Kids.
Yeah, they're your kids too, but I don't need you fucking them up for the rest of your life because I'm telling you right now, I saw a ghost when I was little and that shit completely haunts me to this day because I know what I saw and I'll never fucking forget it. And I know it was my grandparents trying to fucking say hi and I can't. No, they were trying to say hi and I was like, hey, I'm trying to sleep over here, I'm hiding under the covers, don't come over here and breathing on me. No, I don't need you doing that to my children.
All right, take it easy.
Or my grandchildren.
Okay.
You'll make it there. I think you'll make it to see some grandchildren.
I'm healthy.
You're healthy?
Healthy.
I'm healthy too.
Healthy.
I don't say that L.
How you say it? Hefty?
Healthy.
Health.
Healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy too. All right. Well, you don't believe in demons, devil? then I don't. James Wan's got the devil in him. You believe that?
Yeah, it was a good movie though.
Good movie. Go see it. We just ruined it though. I said we weren't gonna ruin it, but we definitely did. So last but not least, we're gonna get into my Bachelorette fantasy game. I brought my paper today, so don't worry. I fucked up completely last week, but I'll tell you everything play by play. Right? Let's start with. Oh shit. Okay. So this is how the points are gonna work. First, you pick your top three. Those are your top three throughout. Like I said, you keep them or you trade them. It's up to you. I'm keeping mine until someone gets eliminated. Then I'll replace them. You only can do that up to week 5. So if someone gets a one-on-one date, one-on-one, they get 30 points. If they get the one-on-one date rose. Wait, I wrote that down somewhere.
I thought you said this last week.
No, I didn't do it right. I didn't tell them right. Oh, no. Okay, so if they get a one-on-one date, they get 30 points. If they get a rose, if anybody gets a rose, they get 20 points. Getting a rose gets 20 points. If you get the group date rose, you get 30 points. You see how this is going?
Yep.
If you get picked for a group date, you get 10 points. If you get a kiss, you get 10 points. James, this one is yours. You said, if they say I love you, you get 50 points. Now, I don't like that because they're not going to say I love you until later.
So if they do say it, you get a lot of points because you guessed it.
All right. Well, if they say I love you, you get 50 points. So at the... And if you win the group date, because sometimes you can, like, win, you get 5 points. If you get picked for a two-on-one date, you get 5 points. If you get the two-on-one date rose, you get 25 points. You see where this is going? And if you cry, you get 5 points. Not you, but if the guys cry.
If you cry, kill yourself.
So, week 2, my winners were James T., Alex, Derek, and Grant. James T. had 60 points. Alex had 35 points. Derek had 60 points. And Grant had 45 points. That was week 2. And in week 2, Brandon, Coley, Jake, James S., Jonathan, Nick S., Peter, Sal, and Will all got eliminated. Now, last week they did week 3 and 4 kind of mixed together in a 2-part episode. So there were 2 rose ceremonies. And... were there 2 rose ceremonies? No, there was only 1 rose ceremony, but they did like, they'll do the next rose ceremony in the next episode, which is not tonight, it's next week, because tonight's the next Cavs and Warriors game.
Word.
So, week 3, James T won with 60 points again. See, he's why he's in the top. He's a singer-songwriter.
He's gonna lose, he
and
sucks.
And they went on their one-on-one date, and it was so, right? So cute. So cute. And then Chase. I don't know who Chase is. He's got 60 points, though. And then Evan, who's the dad who got in a fight with Chad, he's got 50 points. Evan's got to go, though.
Is that the agree? Short one that yeah. looks... I hate him.
The short one that got his shirt pulled by Chad?
His face annoys me, too.
He's got to go. So who do you have in your top, James?
Brett Favre.
Not in it.
I meant Aaron Rodgers.
Not in it his also. Brother.
You know what I mean.
Jordan.
Chad.
Chad's in your top.
No, wait.
Chad's gone. He did the 2-on-1 date and she picked Alex.
The nerd.
Who's the nerd?
The one Chad picked on. The one
Evan, you just said his face bothers you.
I know,
you.
But he's all right though.
He's in your top though?
And James T.
You don't even like James T. James, you're... Stop.
No,
you're...
I don't like James T. personally, but I think he's going to do good.
No, because you think... You agree with me. Luke is in your top because Luke had the leather jacket. He was really cool.
Oh, Luke. I had the same as you.
I was asking to make sure.
Yeah, I had the same as you.
He doesn't know. See?
I don't know names. I just know faces.
I know everybody's name, and I knew it from the first night. Fuck yeah. All right, so...
That's it.
Play with me. We'll play together.
Yeah.
And wait, I don't know who won this week till we do next week. So
that's it.
So happy playing.
Bye.
Go Warriors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Warriors, yeah.
Peace.